Would you like to get a sense of how it feels to take in the good? I'll suggest some prompts here that you can use for the first three steps. We'll explore the fourth one in Chapter 8. For each prompt, you can take as long as you like to explore the first three steps of having a positive experience, enriching it, and absorbing it, though in common practice, probably we're talking here about only 15 to 30 seconds. For this guided practice, as with all the other guided practices in this audiobook, be in a comfortable place and don't be driving. Here we go. The first one is, notice something pleasant that's already present in your experience. Perhaps a relaxed sense of breathing, comfort, or curiosity. Another prompt is to find something good in your immediate situation. Perhaps something sturdy, well-made, protective, useful, or beautiful, such as a cozy chair, a tree out the window, or a picture on the wall. Another prompt is to think of something you are glad about in your life these days or in your past. It could be as simple as having a roof over your head. Another prompt is to bring to mind someone who makes you feel cared about. It need not be a perfect relationship, but the caring, the warmth for you, the wishing you well, is genuine. Another prompt is to bring to mind someone you like. And the last prompt, think of some things that help you feel strong, peaceful, grateful, happy, loved, or loving. All right. Getting good at taking in the good. You already know how to take in the good, even if you haven't done it consciously. We've all had the experience of savoring a delicious meal or enjoying a good time with friends. But as with any other skill, you can probably get better at it. So I'm going to offer some suggestions here. As you try them, become more aware of how it feels to take in the good, like marking a path in the woods so you know how to come back the same way again. Appreciating the little things. Most opportunities for a good experience arrive with little fanfare. You finished an email, the telephone works, you have a friend. And most good experiences are relatively mild. On the 0 to 10 intensity scale, they're 1s and 2s. No matter. These moments still count in their own right. Plus, they can add up over time to change your brain for the better. Finding good times for good experiences. Typically, you'll take in the good during the flow of life. As I write this, our elderly brown and silver cat is curled up on my desk, giving me a cozy feeling of family that is good to take in. As you move through your day, look for chances to let good experiences sink into you. You can also take in the good at specific times. For example, on first waking, you could call to mind an experience that's important to you, such as good wishes toward others. Meals are a traditional opportunity to feel thankful. Just before bed, your mind is very receptive. So, no matter what went wrong that day, find something that went right. Open to it and let good feelings come and ease you into sleep. Doing it your way. People take in the good in different ways, and that's fine. Consider gratitude. One person might approach this conceptually. I'm blown away by the fact that anything exists at all, that this universe is here with us in it. Talk about gifts. Another person might relate to gratitude concretely, such as by appreciating a friend. Your family background could also play a role. In some homes, sharing pleasures together is warm and connecting, while in others, positive experiences are more private. Enjoying it. Sometimes it might be hard to let yourself have a good experience. So consider the friend test. If your friend could have a positive experience, would you wish that for him or her? Would you want your friend to be able to enjoy the experience and to take it in? Well, it is equally valid to wish to have positive experiences yourself. You're not looking at the world through rose-tinted glasses, but rather correcting your brain's tendency to look at it through smog-tinted ones. And by taking in the good, you become more able to deal with the bad. This doesn't mean putting on a happy face if you feel stressed or let down, but when you have the opportunity, why not let yourself feel good and grow more strengths inside? Of course, every experience, no matter how positive, is impermanent. When you take in the good, stay in the present, enjoying what is flowing through your awareness without trying to grab it as it goes by, opening to it so that it sinks into you.